Holose Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý deň, milí sluchači, i vítajte na reláciu Holose Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palovka a dneska je nedíľa 23. oktobra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, right here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, October 23rd, 2022. This Wednesday, the 26th of October, is Carpatho-Russian Day here in North America. The Carpatho-Russian Consortium of North America, many years ago, which is a coalition of six cultural organizations representing Russian people, designated October 26th as Carpatho-Russian Day in the United States and in Canada. This designation came after a decision by the World Council of Russians, in which the consortium participates, for Russian organizations in each country in which they live to choose an appropriate date on which Russians will be recognized at a national level. October 26 was chosen for the United States and Canada to commemorate a gathering at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 1918, at which Carpatho-Russians were recognized for the first time as a distinct nationality by the member nationalities of the Mid-European Union, as well as by the United States government. In the fall of 1918, Carpatho-Russians joined in New York City with representatives of 20 other stateless peoples to form the Mid-European Democratic Union. The three-member delegation representing Carpatho-Russians was chosen by the community's largest immigrant organizations, comprised of members living in the United States and Canada. On October 26, 1918, representatives of 21 stateless peoples gathered in historic Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the very room where the American Declaration of Independence was proclaimed in 1776, where they signed a Declaration of Common Aims. Lemko Russians living on the northern slopes of the Carpathian Mountains also expressed a desire to be part of Rusinia, and they proposed that idea to the Paris Peace Conference. In the end, only Carpatho Russians living south of the mountains were allowed to join, on a voluntary basis, the new state of Czechoslovakia. According to the Paris Peace Conference, through the Treaty of Saint-Germain in 1919, Rusinia, now renamed Podkarpatska Rus, was to function as an autonomous, self-governing territory within Czechoslovakia. The head of the Carpatho-Russian delegation at the Mid-European Union in Philadelphia, the American lawyer Grigory Zhatkovich, was appointed the first governor of Podkarpatska Rus. Happy Carpatho-Russian Day on Wednesday. I know I'll be giving a presentation on our national anthem, Ya Rusin Byl, Yes Mi Bodu, that is preceded by Dr. Paul Robert Magochi talking about Grigory Zhatkovich. I know the Carpatho-Russian Society members have been seeing emails about that, so please attend one of those online conferences. We begin today's broadcast with the two anthems of the Russians. The first is the official Ya Rusin Byl, Yes Mi Bodu, written by Father Alexander Duchnovich and published in Vruchanie in 1851, followed by Podkarpatskiye Rusine, Ostaute Hluboki Son, Subcarpathian Russians, arise from your deep slumber.
Я родился Русиною.
The anthems you just heard, Ya Rusin Bul, was recorded by the Slavyani Folk Ensemble for their CD, Songs from a Rusin Garden, and Podkarpatsky Rusin was recorded back in the 1930s, 40s, I believe it was, by the Holy Ghost Choir from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Today's Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program has been sponsored by the Budnarchuk family, Leslie, Paul, Alexandra, and Larissa. Leslie would like to honor her mother's 100th heavenly birthday. Leslie thought that her mother, Marian Bagala, would make it to see 100. Although she didn't, the Budnarchuk family would like to celebrate anyway. Marian Eleanor Arendas was born on October 21st, 1922 in Wall, Pennsylvania. Wall is just outside of Pittsburgh in the Turtle Creek or Turtle Creek area, depending on how you pronounce it, in the Mon Valley, one of seven children of Michael George Arendas and Mary Rushak Arendas. She was 100% Rusin with ancestral roots in Zbince, Trhovište, and Vysoka na Uhom, all of which are in present-day southeast Slovakia, near Michalovce. Marian, who was nicknamed Brenda by her friends, loved growing up in the little town of Wall. Her father was a brakeman for the Pennsylvania and Lake Erie Railroad, and many of Wall's inhabitants were Rusins, like the Arendas family. Their lives revolved around family and Holy Trinity Byzantine Catholic Church. Marian was a devoted member of its sodality, where she made lifelong friends, including Bishop Michael Dudek, the former bishop of the Eparchy of Passaic. After following her older sister Olga to school at the age of 4, she was allowed to enroll and graduated from Westinghouse Memorial High School in Wilmerding at the age of 16. She attended Duff's Business College in Pittsburgh, and upon graduation began working in the shipping department at Westinghouse's East Pittsburgh Works. She was proud to have been part of the team that worked on the Manhattan Project. We'll tell you a little bit more about Marian in a few minutes, but first I would like to thank the Budnarchuk family for their donation, and we have a few selections for Marian and her 100th happy heavenly birthday. We have Dajže Bože Dobrý Čas and Oj Pod Lisom Zeleninkim as performed by the Slavyani Folk Ensemble.
Yeah. Charovati, Charovala Muja Svoho, Charuye Tiamolodoho, Charovala Muja Svoho, Charuye
Special thanks to the Bednarchuk family for sponsoring today's broadcast, Leslie, Paul, Alexandra, and Larissa, in honor of Leslie's mother, Marian Magala's 100th happy heavenly birthday. Marian worked at Westinghouse, and she met Michael Begala, who is three-quarters Russian himself, whose family hailed from villages in southeastern Slovakia, just 30 kilometers away from Marian's villages. They married on October 13, 1956, at Holy Trinity Byzantine Catholic Church in Wall, and then a year later, Leslie was born. Marian loved her Russian heritage and instilled a love of it in Leslie, which she passed down to her daughters, Alexandra and Larissa. One of the great joys of Marian's life was watching the girls perform with the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. She was a familiar face in the audience and attended as many performances as she could. Sadly, Marian passed away on Thanksgiving Day, November 25th, 2010, just a month after her 88th birthday. But the Bednarchuk family celebrated what would have been her 100th birthday last week with her favorite dessert, a big slice of apple pie, and ice cream. Happy heavenly birthday, Marian Begala. And thanks again to Bednarchuk family for sponsoring today's broadcast. Few more dedications we have from you. We have the Folklorni Ensemble Šarić with some of the songs from their Roma dances that they showed us that when they were here in 2005, followed by from our set of dances from the Slaviani Folk Ensemble in Zemplin County, not far from where your villages are, Leslie, Dole Timi Pikniami. Thank you once again, Bednarchuk family. Thank you. 40th annual Carpatha Rusyn celebration will take place next Sunday, October 30th, at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, beginning with Divine Liturgy at 9 a.m. At noon, the doors will open of the social hall, which is right next door. Food items will be available. There will also be music by Rusynskie Betyare. There will be food such as pirohy, holubky, holushka, kolbasy, and kraut. There will be baked goods such as long rolls, nut roll, poppy seed, apricot, and pineapple cottage cheese. Ooh, I like that one. Gotta get me some of those. There will also be cookies, cakes, bread, and much more. Raffle items will be available. There will also be a speaker on Rusyn heritage somewhere in the mix there. There will also be bobbin, lace making, woodworking, and much more. The event is free, and St. John's is handicap accessible. So that is the 40th annual Carpatha Rusyn celebration next Sunday, October 30th, beginning at 9 a.m. with liturgy and then the festival at noon. For more information, please call area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. Or you can check out their parish webpage by Googling this phrase: St. John Baptist Byzantine Uniontown. St. John Baptist Byzantine Uniontown. And on the next Sunday, the 6th of November, the annual Slovak Festival at the University of Pittsburgh will take place at the Cathedral of Learning in their Commons Room. This begins at noon, and Rusynskie Betyare will also be performing. I don't have the time as of yet, so next week I will let you know. So that is the 6th of November, the annual Slovak Festival with Rusyn representation at the University of Pittsburgh's Cathedral of Learning.
Наша Анечка, лемеза, Анечка, беща, бедавала. вылетала. Хей! На саганичка лена заяничка беша видавала. Розмарія, елелія на вело прикрітала. Хей! На саганичка лена заяничка беша видавала.
I would like to thank the Bednarczuk family once again for sponsoring today's broadcast in honor and memory of Marian Bagala's 100th heavenly birthday. We're going to leave you today with a couple more numbers requested by Leslie. Next month, Leslie's daughter Larissa is getting married, and Rusinske Betyare will be playing for that. And I would like to wish not only the Bednarczuk family, but also Larissa and her fiancé very many happy blessed years, Mnohaya I Blahaya Lita. So we have Mnohaya I Blahaya Lita for them, as well as Ivanku Ivanku. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinyu America. Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at... Ooh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you that next Sunday we won't be on at 3:30 p.m. We will be on at 4:30 p.m. Eastern because of the time change in Slovakia. They go next week, we go the week after. So don't tune in at 3:30. Tune in at 4:30 Eastern. But always 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. If you do happen to miss us, you can get us on our archived page any time of the day or night. Go to c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. And of course, again, as I said, 4:30 p.m. next week here on Rusin FM. Please go to our parent page, the Carpatho Rusin Society, where you can join the society, shop from our catalog, and much more. c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Amerika.